The Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Chaf Aleph, Mabeis, reflects on the words of the Mishnah. That the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph, Amar Aleph, says, Kol Shor Shemutal Lechol, as long as one may eat chametz, Machal Behem L'chai Loifus, he could feed that chametz to his animals, Umoichle Nachman, and sell the chametz to an Akam, Umutta Bahanosoi, and may have benefits from the chametz. Ask the Gemara, of course, Pshita, if it's at a time that he could serve this chametz to his animals and he could sell the chametz to an akum, obviously it's mutter b'hanor. Why did the Mishnah ask the Gemara have to say the words mutter b'hanor? Answers the Gemara, loy tzricha, the case that the Mishnah is coming to teach us is chorchei kodem zmanai, that he burnt the chametz before the sixth hour of the day. He burnt the chametz before the time that chametz is asur, and therefore the Mishnah is teaching us, kamashmalan, that since the chametz before the zman isur was already burnt, that chametz remains mutter b'hanah for the duration of Pesach, because k'derava, as Rava taught us, Rava taught us, if the chametz was burnt before Pesach, the halach is mutter b'hanah filach zmanoi, it remains mutter b'hanah even for the duration of the yontif. And we have here, in understanding the case of chorchei kodem zmanoi, a very fundamental machlokes rishonim. What did chorchei kodem zmanoi do? Rashi says, Devrei Amaskel loy tzricha, kugon shechorche ba'or yofoi, kodem zmanoi, it was burnt before Pesach, shebotel tamoi marisoi. So Rashi says that it just lost its the way it looks, and it lost its taste. That is the definition of chorche kodem zmanoi. Tosfos, on the other hand, Devrei Amaskel chorche kodem zmanoi, says kugon shenifsol melechoi lekelav. So Tosfos says that in order for it to be considered chorchei, it has to be so burnt that it's nifsam al kelev, that even it can't be fed to a dog. The binyan acher, for says Tosfos, were it not burnt to that degree, lo yav shari, then you would not be allowed to use the chametz, that it would not be considered disqualified. And Tosfos brings a raya. The Gemara is going to teach us, the Gemara taught us, and daf tezvav on the base, pasha ipsha. And pasha ipsha means that the bread became completely moldy. So Taisa says, from here we see that the definition of chorchei kodem zmanoi means that it's nifsa mechilas kalaf. So again, we have here a machlokes rishonim. What is the definition? At what point is chametz considered chorchei kodem zmanoi? Rashi says it's nifsa mechilas adam. That's already chorchei kodem zmanoi. Tosfos says that that's nifsal mechilas chametz. The Meiri, on one hand, very much agrees with Rashi, because the Meiri says that the fact that the Gemara used the words chorchei, that it was singed, rather than using the word sarfei, that it was completely burnt, says the Meiri, it's deliberate. Because the Gemara wants to teach us that it doesn't have to be completely burnt. It was just chorchei. Even though it was just chorchei, it's already usur, it's already considered in that category that it's no longer chametz. But on the other hand, the Meiri makes a very interesting distinction. He says, because we're referring to a situation where it's only chorchei and it's not sarfei, says the Meiri, therefore, it's mutter b'hanah, but it's not mutter b'achila, which is something we'll speak about in a few moments, mitzvah Hashem. So according to Rashi, as soon as it's nifsal machilas adam, it's mutter b'hanah. But obviously, given that we have the raya that Tosfos was just quoted from the Gemara on Daf Tezvav Amabez, that says the papsha ipsoi, it's since it's royal and mechilas kelev, it's still considered chametz. So what is Rashi going to do with that? What is Rashi going to do with that Gemara? So the Ritva, interestingly, says that when the Gemara speaks of past she'ipsha, it's referring to a situation that indeed became moldy, but it did not become moldy, according to Rashi, to the degree that it's not that it's nifsa machilas adam. It's still edible. And therefore, you have a problem that it's considered chametz. But indeed, says the Ritva, Rashi would say pshat in that Gemara as well, that as soon as it's nifsal machilas adam, it's not considered chametz. Dirisfasemis says that there's a different, that the, actually that's a machloikis, what the halach is by Pash Ipsha, as we're going to learn in Mitzvashem on Daf Mem Hei Amabeis, and that the opinion of Rav Nosson on Daf Mem Hei Amabeis is that once it's Nifsal Mechilas Adam, it's not considered Chametz anymore. And Rashi is following the opinion of Rav Nosson. The Prima Godim says that there are two categories of Nifsal Mechilas Adam. If it's Nifsal Mechilas Adam because it doesn't have the proper taste, but it still is, looks like something that is a food, that's when midrabanan it must be burnt. Our Gemara is referring to a situation and not only was it Nifsal Mechilas Adam, but it also lost its tzura. It no longer looks like chametz. And if you look at Rashi, Rashi's words are very much along that line, because Rashi says the words shabotl tamoy umarisoy, and under those circumstances, says the Prima Godim, then it would not be considered chametz. Another pshat that the Baruch Sh'omar wants to suggest, there's a nifgamina between the halacha of beer and the halacha of hanoah v'achila. Our Gemara is speaking about the isra hanoah v'achila. Hanoah v'achila is mutter. Beer, there's a separate din that there's a chi of beer. It's a very difficult teretz to understand, because if anything, it would make sense the other way around, that something may be osr v'achila or b'hanoah, or mutter, and but not require beer. To say the other way is difficult to understand. So now the question that comes up is that the Gemara uses the wording chametz shecharchai kainu zmanai. If you have chametz that was burnt before the zman, the Gemara says mutter b'hanoah. Charchai kainu zmanai, Rava says mutter b'hanoah afil lacha zmanai. And the obvious question that the Rishonim ask is, why does the Gemara say muta bahano? What about muta bachila? And there are a number of terutzim, very fundamental terutzim. To understand these terutzim, we need to understand a more significant question. Our Gemara is clearly teaching us that charche kodem zmanoi, that if before the zman is the chametz, on Erev Pesach came, the chametz was burned, it's mutter b'hanoah. Why? So when we look at the Mefarshim, there are really two separate reasons given. One is because once it's burnt to this degree, it's no longer considered chametz. That's one approach. And another approach is because something that is so burnt, it's not royal achila. It's not the derech achila to eat something which is burnt. And since it's not the derech achila to eat such a food, there is no issur chametz. And actually, one could very much suggest that that is the machloikis of Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, the point is that it's not derech achila. Something that's burnt is not the derech achila. And therefore Rashi says, as soon as it's burnt to the degree that people will not normally eat it, it's mutter to eat it. Because people, we have here the heter of Shloit Derech Hanor. That's Rashi's approach. Tosfos' approach is that once it's burnt to that degree, Tosfos says, it's not chametz anymore. But for the food to lose the entire status of being chametz, we have to have that it was nifsal mechilas kalaf. And now we can understand why the Gemara says mutter b'hanor. According to Rashi, so what the simple terrors, why does the Gemara say mutter b'hanor, and why doesn't the Gemara say mutter b'achila, is because if it's burnt, obviously you're not going to eat it. So the Gemara doesn't have to teach us that you're not allowed to eat it. Who's going to eat something that's burnt? Hanor, however, is something that you may have, that you may come to want to have, even from something that's burnt. Teaches us the Gemara that not only achila, which I don't have to talk about, it's obvious you're not going to want to eat it, but even hanor, which is something that you may want to have, teaches us the Gemara it's mutter b'hanor. But indeed, it would be mutter b'achila as well. According to Rashi, and that's going to be Tosfos' approach. Tosfos' approach is that of course it's mutter b'achila. It's completely burnt. It's nifsa machilas kalef. Why the Gemara say mutter b'hanor? Because achila, I don't have to tell you. Achila, we don't have to tell you. It's obvious that you're not going to want to eat it. Hanor is what we needed to teach. That's one approach. Rashi's approach is going to be very different. Rashi's approach is that it's going to be asur b'achila. You know why it's asur b'achila? Because according to Rashi, the entire reason why it's mutter is because shalai tadarach achila. But if you go ahead and you eat it, then it's not anymore the category of shalai tadarach achila. And therefore, the Gemara has to teach us that it's only mutter b'hanor, but achila indeed would be asur. And actually, there's a very famous vort from the Rosh, which the Rosh, again, is essentially addressing the question that we're discussing, that what is the halacha regarding chorchei kodem zmanai? How does the halacha look at this chametz? And the Rosh says that even if you burnt the chametz to the degree where it's not royal achilas kelef, it's also to eat it. Why? Because the Rosh says, once you come to eat it, you're achshavei. You're showing that to you it's a food, and by showing that it's a food, therefore, even though it's burnt, it's asa b'achila. And I saw that the Rebaruch Tam has a very difficult time understanding the Rosh. He says, according to Rashi, I could understand the concept of achshavei. Because Rashi's saying that the food wasn't burnt to the degree that it's nifsa machilas kalaf. And therefore, the Gemara is teaching us a chiddush that even though it wasn't burnt to the degree that it's nifsal machilas kalaf, and therefore, I can understand that when you eat it, you're machshavit. But Aser Baruch Tam, according to the Rosh, we're talking about a case where it is nifsal machilas kalaf. So what's the difference that I'm eating it? Once it's burnt, it should be mutter to eat. It's not chametz anymore. Says Rav Baruch Tam, that is exactly the chiddush of the Rosh. He says, according to other Rishonim, once the chametz, and that will even be the opinion of Rashi, once the chametz is burnt to the degree that it's nifsal me'achilas kelef, the Rishonim will hold that it's no longer in the category of chametz. Whereas the Rosh says chametz is chametz, and it always remains chametz. Just what, as long as you don't eat it, it doesn't have, and it's in a category, it's a status that you wouldn't eat it, so there's no isser achila. Once you go and you eat it, you're machshev it, and then it reverts back to its status of chametz. So in other words, to summarize, we have here a very fundamental machloikis rishonim, how to look at this halacha of chorchei kodem zmanai. Even though Rashi and Tosfos disagree, and Tosfos Rashi and Tosfos disagree, because according to Rashi, as soon as it's nifsam achilas kelev, achilas adam, it's in the category of charchai. Tosfos holds it's nifsam achilas kelev, it's in the category of charchai. That's because Rashi subscribes to the concept of shloike derech achila. And therefore Rashi says, if it's of nifsam achilas adam, so it's in the category of shloike derech achila. Once it's nifsam achilas kelev, it's not even chametz altogether. Tosfos doesn't follow the concept of shloike derech achila. So therefore Tosfos is going to say that the heter is only when it's nifsam achilas kelev. And once it's nifsam achilas kelev, it's no longer chametz. But once it's nifsam achilas kelev, it's no longer chametz no matter what you do with it. Comes along the Rosh, and the Rosh adds a new chumrah. And the Rosh adds that even if it was nifsam achilas kelev, if you go and you eat it, you're machshiv it. And what does that mean? Because according to Rosh, we have here a new opinion. The Rosh says that the only heter we have in this Gemara is shloike derech achila. And therefore, when you eat it, you don't have the heter of shloike derech achila. So in other words, Rashi has both the heter of shloike derech achila and the heter of it's no longer being chametz. Tosfos has the heter that it's no longer chametz. And the Rosh has only the heter of shloike derech achila. And therefore, if you're going to eat it, then you no longer have the het of shloike derech achila. It becomes in the category of achshavei, and even if it's charchoi, and even if it's charchoi to the degree that it's nifsam achilas kelev, it would still be asr. Which brings to another question. Clearly, our Gemara discusses the situation of charchoi koinim zmanon, that before the zman on erev Pesach, Posh Pshat and the Rishonim, before the Shah Shishis, you burnt the Chametz. And now the question is, how does the Halacha look at it? It's very clear in our Gemara that if it's Charchai Achas Shah Shishis, then you don't have the Heter anymore. And the Posh Pshat is, because once the Shah Shishis came and it was fine, it wasn't burnt, it has the status of Chametz, and that status of Chametz remains forever. So now we have a very interesting Machloikus. So that many Paiskim discussed the Shaila. What would Halacha be if you burnt the Chametz after the Zman, but you burnt it to the degree where it's completely inedible? You burnt it to the degree where it's Nifsal Machilas Kalaf. So we have a Machloikis HaPaiskim, and I saw that the Prima Godim says that it will only be also with the Rabbonim. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says it's also Midaraisa. What's the Machloikis? The Shulchan Aruch, the Prima Godim, says, yes, it was Chametz. But if you burnt it to such a degree where it's Nifsa Machilas Kelev, you can't call it Chametz. Once it's Nifsa Machilas Kelev, as Tosfos, and as we said, Rashi as well, hold that Nifsa Machilas Kelev, it's not a food. It's not Chametz. So yes, Midrabbanan, you have to burn it. Why, Midrabbanan, do you have to burn it? Because when Shah Shishas came, it was still a food. So Rabbanan said, you have to continue burning it. But you can't call it Chametz Daraisa. The Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, obviously agrees with the Rosh. And the Rosh holds that even if it was even though now it's Charchoi, and it's Charchoi to the degree where it's Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev, it doesn't make a difference. The whole heter of Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev is only because of Kalei Kedarech Achila. And that wouldn't help you if it was already in the status of chametz, once Shah Shishas came. And actually, this Shaila, one can very much suggest, is a machloikis, Rambam and Ravid. And actually, more than once. There's one machloikis, Rambam and Ravid, even if you have sor, you have yeast, that was Nifsa Machilas Kelef. So the Rambam's opinion is that this heter that we're learning of Nisapish is by Chometz and by S'or as well. The Ravid says no. The Ravid says that this heter is only by Chometz, not by S'or. That's what Machlokes. And Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Then we have another Machlokes, Rambam and Ravid, and Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph. We look in Halacha Yud Aleph. Hapas Atzmash Ifsha the Nifsla Ma'achel Kalev. If you have bread that got completely Nifsla Machilas Kalev, Umalugmash Nisra Ain't Sarach Levar. Says the Rivet. Cost of a Rivet. Biushal Mufash Bishnisrafa Nisracha. First it got spoiled. Ulbsoif Nischamtsa. So it was never Chametz. So the Magen Mishnah and all the Mefarshei HaRambam try to understand what is the Ravid saying and what is the Rambam different than the Rambam. Perhaps what the Machloitus of the Rambam and Ravid is very fundamental. According to the Ravid, and the Ravid will be agreeing with the Rosh, which is the way Shulchan Aruch paskins, if you have Nechschamtsa, it's after Shoshishis and it's Chametz, and then it's Nisracha. Not only is it Nisracha, it's Nisracha to the category, to the degree of Nifsla Machilas Kelev, it makes no difference. Once Shoshishis comes, it's Chametz, and it remains Chametz, and it has to be burnt, and there's nothing else you could do with it. That's the opinion of the Rambam. The opinion of the Rambam is that it doesn't make a difference if it was Nisracha or Besoif Nischamtsa, or is Nischamtsa or Besoif Nisracha. The end of the day is, if it's nifsal to the degree where it's nifsal machilas kalev, where it's totally inedible, it's not chametz. Yes, maybe there'll be a chiv derabbanan of burning it, but it won't be chametz deraisa. And that's what the Rambam and Ravid are arguing about. And the same is regarding sa'or. Sa'or, we know, is yeast. Yeast is not an edible food. Says the Ravid, the whole heter of charchoy is only because we have a heter of shloit derech achila, like the Rosh is teaching us. Once it's something that, even though it's moldy, it is its derech to use it, we no longer have that heter. And therefore the heter of epush or nisracha, says the Ravid, doesn't apply by sar. The Rambam, however, holds that something that's nifsal, it makes no difference if it's a derech or shloike derech. Something that's nifsal is not considered chametz. So just to review, we have your fundamental machloikus rishonim. If something is nisracha to the degree of nifsa machilas, if it's nisracha machilas odon, Rashi's pshat is that it's mutter because it's shloike derech achila, and therefore if you will eat it, it'll be asur. If it's nifsa machilas kelev, we have machloikus rishonim. Some Rishonim hold that once it's Nifsa Mechilas Kelev, even if you eat it, it makes no difference. It's no longer Chametz once it's in the cat. It's no longer halachically Chametz once it's Nifsa Mechilas Kelev. Whereas other Rishonim say that even if it's Nifsa Mechilas Kelev, the entire heter is only Shalayt Derech Achila, and if you eat it, then you have a concept of Achshavei, and even if it's Nifsa Mechilas Kelev, the halacha will be, the Rosh says, that you would not be allowed to eat it, it would be considered chametz. And as we're saying, that too is the opinion of the Ravid and of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav.